Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PM team, Pony's off today. He's still tweeting. Not that that's any surprise to anyone. He's tweeting about a big pit rumor that he's hearing. I want the record to be known because this rarely happens. In my show tweet, Borges, I said, Malzy Moles, this is 46 minutes ago. Pony, a mere 27 minutes ago. Malzy Moles digging around a big pit football story. Those moles, I think they're blind. They live in darkness. The Malzy Moles have been active for the last 90 minutes or so on a very big piece of pit, rumor grist. I have heard now from multiple sources that something big could be in the offing tomorrow. Okay? So I cannot say it with 100% certainty. Let me put it this way, though. I feel pretty good about talking about it in 15 minutes as it pertains to pit football. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find senior writer for the NHL at The Athletic, Sean Gentile, friend of mine, friend of this show. Sean, I can't help but notice that as we're in here in my big studio, one of the TVs is playing the usual sports. The other happens to have AMC on, and it's the movie Misery, a very good movie with Kathy Bates and James Caan. And that just seems a little bit on the nose for what Penguins fans might have to sit through and experience this year based on the way they're shaping up roster-wise before this season gets started.
Wait, we were on the phone with each other like 45 minutes ago.
Yes.
And you have this hit goss that you didn't share to me then.
Hold on. Hold
like,
on.
Completely distracted. Like,
time
I don't
out.
Want to talk about,
I time didn't, out. Okay. Time out. Wait a minute. I am going to defend myself. I got off the phone with you at about 12:55. I got into the building because I was doing a couple other things. Get into the building, and by 1:05, that is when the first Malzy Mole did whatever moles do and started digging, and then I started working around and working the phones and digging some more.
Okay, whatever. Let's talk about the Penguins.
Well, hold on. That just means that once you finish this interview, you have to keep listening to me to hear what the rumor actually is.
Why would I do that?
Come on now, you're a guest on this show. Could you at least act like it?
You're talking to me very strangely right now, and I don't appreciate it. Let's talk about the Penguins. It's fine.
Well, I'm wondering, you and I are about the same age. You and I have been watching this team for, you know, the better part of 3.5 decades in one form or fashion, going back to Lemieux and Coffey and going back-to-back the first time. Where would you, as you look at this season and look at what they have and more importantly don't have as they try to do this retool rebuild of this roster, like where does it sit in the pantheon of potentially very bad Penguins seasons, at least on paper, looking into it?
All right, so my friend and my colleague, Josh Yowie at The Athletic, wrote a story, it was either yesterday or the day before, just kind of going through you know, positive steps by some of the prospects that he's seen at training camp and in preseason games and what have you. And, like, I don't deny that these guys are opening some eyes, and I don't deny that there's a lot of young players who people aren't familiar with that are at least going to have the chance to pop coming up here. But as I'm, like, going through this progress report from all these young or youngish dudes who've been at camp, I was getting very heavy Guillaume Lefebvre, Rico Fada, Ramsey Abid, Matt Murley. Like, those are the names that were, like, playing on a loop in my head as I'm looking at reasons to be optimistic about whatever's coming next for this team, where it's like, you know, they're young, they're interesting, they're at least something different than what we've seen over the last couple years, but I think everyone at the very least needs to tap the brakes on all of them, because we know from experience that maybe one of them will hit, maybe two of them will hit, but like, this host of new names on this roster, just because someone's 23 or whatever, doesn't mean that he's any good. So I think people need to temper their expectations even more coming into all this.
So your job with The Athletic is more now to take, obviously, a look at the league at large, and you do season previews. You kind of take stock of where the NHL, broadly speaking, is and where the Penguins would slot in. Where do you have them within the greater picture of the NHL as the season starts? Like, what quadrant of the team rankings?
Yeah, I think barring something shocking from the Ville Koivunens of the world or whatever, this is a bottom five roster. I think it's a bottom five roster pretty comfortably. And that is with the anticipation that they hold on to Raquel and Rust and Carlson for, if not the entirety of the season, you know, the majority of it. So, yeah, this seems really bad. They're going to be really bad. And I think if people aren't in tune with that, and I don't know, and it seems like everybody is, I think people realize that, you know, the bill on years of contention has kind of arrived. Mm-hmm. I think people need to accept it. That's like easily bottom five. And I think on some nights it'll be closer to bottom one.
So you're saying that like Penguins, Sharks, maybe Penguins, Blackhawks could be real slap fights as proud franchises, especially Penguins and Blackhawks, flail around aimlessly at times?
Yeah, the Penguins Predators 2017 Cup final rematch isn't going to be that interesting.
So if every rebuild, if every team's like arc is you're at the apex, and even if you're near the apex, you can like still win a cup on either side of it if you get a little bit lucky. But then you're at like kind of the top of the mountain, and then eventually you have to start going down and down precipitously. Are they all the way at the bottom of this curve, Sean, or is there still like a shovel that they could grab and dig even further down?
Yeah, I think the work that they've done in terms of getting the prospect pool up to like, let's say, middle of the table league-wide over the last 3 years, I think Dubas deserves a lot of credit for that, because that was, you know, and I'm not criticizing Jim Rutherford or anybody else for this. That's just the way it goes. Like, do you want to win Stanley Cups or don't you? Like, that's the cost of trading first-round picks for years and years to give yourself the best chance, right? Like, this is the bill coming due at the restaurant for, you know, up until 2019 or 2020. So, like, it's not a knock. It's just the way it goes. I think this is just, you know, it's not quite the trench. I think in terms of future outlook, that's probably in the rear view, but it's pretty close. Like this is an organization that basically didn't produce an NHLer of note for, you know, a full generation. And I think people need to recalibrate their expectations to that. And I think that comes into the discussion when we're talking about Ville Koivunen and Rutger McGroarty and, you know, Tristan Braz and Harrison Bernicke and all these guys. Like, there's reason to be excited about those guys. I'm not saying otherwise, but, you know, most NHL organizations have several of them and probably prospects that are higher ceiling than those guys. So they're still smack in the middle of it. I think they're probably out of the trench, but yeah, it's going to be ugly.
Are they going to be bad, or are they going to be fun bad at times? Like, do you see the type of player that they have and think at least there might be some entertaining nights, even if most of them end in losses and potentially lopsided ones?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they'll be interesting if you approach it like maybe you and me and whoever else did in 2003 and 2004, and you're just trying to suss out who's going to be part of the group whenever they're playing relevant hockey again. So, yeah, if you want to try to figure out how good Harrison Bernicke is, or if Tristan Braz is like a potential bottom six piece on a good team or whatever, you can find those threads to pull and those kind of things to watch. But like, don't kid yourself, man. This is a really bad team. And outside of Crosby and a couple, like a very limited amount of pieces, they're below average at or worse at every single spot on the roster. That's just the way it is. And, you know, better to make peace with it now than in February.
Last thing then, because you mentioned Crosby, just broadly speaking, what did you make of all the rumors that he might still want to be dealt at some point? His agent, Pat Brisson, who is a big-time power broker, as you well know, puts some of that out there. Then Crosby says, Pittsburgh is where I love to be, but he didn't kind of say, he said, I love the city of, and then people were parsing, well, did he say he loves the Penguins? Where do you actually, you dig through all of that, he said, where do you actually zero out on how Sidney Crosby, in your opinion, feels about the current situation and whether he wants to be a part of this team for the rest of his career?
That dude has earned the right to be taken at his word. And that's what I've said for years and years, whether it's been in conjunction to him and the Colorado Avalanche or him and the Montreal Canadiens or whatever, whenever Canadian media are just losing their minds over the prospect of him ending up somewhere other than Pittsburgh. The Trump card always is like, he's an honest person. He's straightforward with that sort of stuff. And he's never said anything, you know, to suggest otherwise. Right. So just listen to whatever he says and make your judgments based on that. And I think, you know, based on his last set of remarks, this is after, you know, whatever happened in Vegas at the media tour, I think he deserves to be taken at face value. And I think to do anything else is borderline disrespectful of the way he's conducted himself over the course of his career.
Sean Gentile of The Athletic, senior NHL writer. Sean, shout out to your Maryland Terrapins, by the way. Undefeated, and they have a big one this weekend.
They got a QB, baby. I can't wait for Malik Washington to end up playing for South Carolina or some other mid-level SEC school over the next couple years. But I'm going to enjoy it while I can. Big noon Saturday, baby. Let's go Terps.
Do you have them moving to 5-0, beating Washington, and then possibly setting up the matchup we all thought was going to be hugely determinative on November 1st, Maryland at Indiana? Kurt Cignetti, Mike Locksley, throw away the record books.
Do you want to go? If those
two teams play on November 1st, you and I will get a traveling party, a caravan together. I will get my literal wife's minivan. We will take other like-minded people, and I swear to you, if both teams are undefeated for that game, we will be in Bloomington watching it.
I can think of nothing finer, my man.
Sean, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye now.
Sean Gentile of The Athletic, not forecasting great things for the Penguins. It's a little early, but I'll tell you, it's the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up, you've seen me tweet about it. You've seen Pony tweet about it. There is a potentially big change coming. Potentially big change coming to Pitt football tomorrow. I'm going to talk about what I've been hearing on what that change is coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.